Episode 287, what to do when you're all over the place.
It's the David Triggs Show. This is the podcast where you can get spiritual power and personal development for everyday life. It's gozo for the whole family, jamba juice for the soul, your daily dose of gozo.
Welcome everybody and welcome to the daily podcast of the Trigg Podcast of Joy, your daily dose of gozo, gozo for the whole family. Gozo, by the way, means joy in Spanish. And we're here Monday through Friday, más o menos, to bring you the best of gozo in the morning, gozo in the evening, so that you know that though there's pain in the night, gozo comes in the morning. Today, I want to talk to you about what to do when you're all over the place. Is it just me, Gozo Nation? But do you feel like you're all over the place, going in a thousand directions at 1,000 miles an hour? Wow. That's how I've been feeling the last month or so in every area of my life. I feel like I'm just reacting to life and to circumstances. And part of that, Gozo Nation, is normal. That's what transitions bring. And right now we're going through a transition from summer to fall, from maybe being at home to going back to school, from having vacations and maybe a day or two off from work to the daily grind. And so at least for those of us that are empaths and feelers and achievers and doers, we feel that change. And so it feels like we're more scattered than usual. So what do we do? So I want to give you 5 tips. First of all, is you have to realize that this too shall pass. Instead of thinking that this will always be the case, notice that these seasons come and go. They are bridges from A to B. And so any bridge, as you know, it's only temporary. You don't live in a bridge. You don't camp out in a bridge. You don't have dinner and go to the movies and watch TV on a bridge, right? You simply walk through it to get to the other side. Now, while on the bridge, you may feel discombobulated. You may feel lost, confused, scattered brain, all of the things that we're talking about. But this too shall pass. Number two is slow down, slow down. I get it. You cannot go to work. You cannot buy school supplies for the kids or have to wake up early once again. But what you can do is to implement spiritual practices into your daily routine. Here's what I mean. Perhaps this summer, you've been a little more lackadaisical with your prayer time, with your time in nature. You've been go, 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 having fun. Maybe you didn't even have a summer. Maybe you got sick this summer. You were in the hospital. But now is the time to slow down mentally. I always think of the verse in Psalm 40 where it says, "Cease striving and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted upon the earth." Notice the balance there, the order of things. First of all, it says, if you want to go fast, cease striving. It's a contradiction, isn't it? Our minds tell us, if I want to accomplish more, I have to run more. I have to go faster, do more. But God's ways are not the same as the world's ways. Cease striving. That means that you let things be. For example, right now, our girls are going back to school. Our 3 children, teens, are in the middle of getting their classes lined up, getting up early once again. All the usual hustle and bustle of the morning is pretty much back. And because I'm an empath, I can feel sad for them. Oh, it's going to be hard. They have to wake up early again. Of course, my wife is on the opposite end of the spectrum. She's saying, about time, get up and do something. And so when I feel that, the temptation is to want to keep up with them, to overfeel. But what God teaches us is to cease striving. So how do we do that? You pray for your kids instead of worrying about your kids. You surrender them to Christ versus carrying them on your back. When it comes to your work, when it comes to your health, when it comes to issues of finance or family, instead of carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders, give them over to Jesus. Pray and say, God, I surrender my troubles to you. I let them go. Number three is realize the things will get done. That's why I love that passage. Once again, it says, cease striving and know that I am God. But then the second half of that verse, it says, I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted upon the earth. Notice what God says there. Basically, he's saying, even when you stop, I keep going. Even when I stop, or even when you stop trying to help me fix the world, I will still be exalted among the nations because I am God, because I can use somebody else, because I can use you in whatever way I want, because I am God and you are not. And that might be hard for those of us achievers to accept, those of us that want to reach our new goal and do what we're supposed to do and figure out our why. Instead of figuring out your why, how about sitting with your who? Your who is Christ. Sit with Jesus. Spend time in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, 3 times a day, heck, 10 times a day, thinking and praying, meditating upon the presence of God upon your life, knowing that things will still get done. Life keeps moving. Let the river run through it. Number four, this is very important, is collaborate. Collaborate, connect with people, don't isolate. I think what happens often when we feel all over the place is that we try to protect ourselves. We isolate from people. We do more than we really should, which then leaves us feeling exhausted, and then we don't have time for fun or for people. Avoid that temptation. Instead, connect with people. Go out with your friends. I know what you're saying. I don't have time, Trig. I'm so exhausted. I get home and I just want to sleep and watch TV. Well, is that really helping you? Is eating ice cream at 11:30 p.m. really helping you? Okay, is that just me? Avoid the lonely ranger syndrome. Get out with people. Force yourself to go do something, even for the sake of just being with people. And then lastly, which I think is the most important step, and that is to have gozo. Gozo is what we call it here, right? Though there's pain in the night, joy comes in the morning. The joy of the Lord is your strength. What brings you joy? Pursue that. What brings you positive feelings and a vibe of godliness and fun and refreshment? Go after those things. One of the things I love to do is simply recording music. I love singing. I love going out with my wife to eat. So yesterday, we went out to our favorite restaurant and had an amazing meal. We came home, we spent time together, we were talking to our kids. Now today I'm podcasting, which I love to do. Of course, you know, work is always going to be there, all the usual things, but pursue your joy. I know what you're saying. Trig, I don't have time. I don't even have time for myself, much less for joy and for fun things or hobbies. Well, just squeeze it in. just fine, 10 minutes here, 30 minutes there. And remember that you're spending a lot of time overeating, oversleeping, undersleeping, overworking, and overworrying. So it's not as if you don't have time. It's just moving that worry time to gozo time. It's gozo time, like MC Hammer. Enjoy your life even in the middle of the mess, because when true challenges come, you will need this reservoir of peace and of ceasing striving, of surrendering all to Jesus. I hope that these really quick and simple tips, things that you know, but just they're good reminders for us as we start the fall, as you might feel scatterbrained like I do, will hopefully help you to align yourself, to recenter your life around your priorities, around Christ and relationships. My prayer for you today is that the face of Christ will shine brightly upon your life, and most of all, that you will cease striving and know that He is God. He will get things done. He will be exalted among the nations. He will be exalted upon the earth. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to like, subscribe, to go to my membership site, davidtrigg.com/membership. Make sure that you leave me a 5-star review in iTunes. And most of all, enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you for listening to The David Trigg Show. Find the complete archive at davidtrigg.com or subscribe for free through the podcast app on iTunes or Stitcher on Android.
Each week, we bring you a message of joy, success, and personal power in spite of fear, anxiety, and depression. Because as we like to say, though there's pain in the night, gozo comes in the morning.